Chapter 1. The Value of a Name. Names are important. They are for identification as well as for revealing character, purpose, and destiny. A study through the Bible shows that names were often a reflection of the circumstances under which a person was birthed or a revelation of their innate character or destiny. For example, Moses, meaning to pull out or draw out of water, was so named by the daughter of Pharaoh because she found him in the River Nile. Jacob, the twin brother of Esau, was deemed a supplanter or trickster in accordance with his name. When Esau heard his father's words, he burst out with a loud and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me too, my father." But he said, "Your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing." Esau said, "Isn't he rightly named Jacob? This is the second time he has taken advantage of me. He took my birthright, and now he's taken my blessing." Genesis chapter 27, verse 34 to 36. Abram, exalted father, was renamed Abraham, father of nations, by God to reveal his destiny. Another prime example is Jesus, also known as Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. The name is essentially a summation of the manifestation of the grand plan of God coming in the flesh to dwell with man. Jesus, Yeshua, means deliverer or savior. At the annunciation of his birth, the angel declared, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. The name announced his purpose. God, throughout scripture, revealed himself through his names. Each name disclosed an aspect of his character and the purpose for his appearance at a particular time. Thus, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45, in the battle between David and Goliath, David called upon him as Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. The Lord who is captain or Lord over and above every army, thus ensuring his defeat over Goliath and the Philistine army. In Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35, he appeared as Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, meaning God is present and with you at all times. Even in your times of trouble and grief, the omnipresent God is always at your side, offering you strength, comfort, and guidance. God also revealed himself as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, when he provided the ram in place of Isaac at Mount Moriah. He manifested as Jehovah Zakkar, the Lord who remembers, after the flood that destroyed the earth and brought Noah, his family, and all the animals safely out of the ark. He also remembered Joseph at his appointed time after many years of languishing in jail under a wrongful conviction. In whatever situation you are in, God is able to come through for you. Call upon him as Jehovah Rapha, and you will receive your healing. Invoke his name as Jehovah Roi, and he will be your shepherd, guiding your steps along paths of righteousness and success. I encourage you to do a thorough study on the names of God and invoke them into whatever situation you are in. Don't perish because of lack of knowledge. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10 verse 13. The focus of this book is his name Shaddai. The first mention appears in Genesis chapter 17 verse 1, when the Lord appeared to Abraham and introduced himself in these words, "I am El Shaddai, walk before me and be blameless." El in Hebrew means God, and Shaddai means almighty or all-sufficient. El Shaddai therefore means the all-sufficient God or God Almighty. It has also been translated as the all-breasted or many-breasted God, the point being that God is all-sufficient and can meet your every need. Come with me for an in-depth study on what it means to be under the shadow of Shaddai.